Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From the Over the Top Studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas, and we are on the phone with Jamie Van Beek, Bellingham, Washington, who is out at Rebecca's Private Idaho. But things are a little different this year, aren't they, Jamie?
Yeah, she's got a great stage race this year. She's such a great lady, and she's put together a fantastic race, a stage race. This is her hometown of Ketchum in Idaho, and so she really wanted to highlight her favorite places to ride. And knowing Rebecca, she also wanted the courses to be extremely challenging, which they are. Yesterday's stage was probably the hardest 45 miles I've ridden in a long time in a race, and it was quite the talk of conversation after the race. A lot of heavy hitters here, a lot of pro men, and they were talking how hard that course was. She created a little bit of everything yesterday for excitement.
Now, is the single stage still available, or is the entire event now a stage race?
No, you can still do the single event. So yesterday and today are for the people who are in the Queen stage race only. But then the next 2 days, she's got different distances. The last day is a 90-mile large potato, she calls it. And, yes, they're open to people who would like to come and just do those individual races.
And are those races going to be part of your stage race, or does the stage race end today? How does that work?
Yes, those are a part of our race, so we have to do all of them in order to be scored for points in the stage race. We've got to do them all.
Now, Jamie, you're currently, after stage one, you're sitting fifth overall in the women, and I was looking at the men's results, you're actually doing very well overall completely.
Thanks, George. It was a really fun day. I have to say, a single track is not my thing. I've done some prep work for it, but nothing could prepare me for what I did yesterday. I did some recon. Got here a couple days early, and I went and looked at that course and thought, "What the heck did I get myself into?" It's all expert single track, and it started just right out of the gate in a parking lot, mass start with all of us, and filed straight into straight up single track, technical single track. So it was a challenging course for me, but I sure had fun. I gave it everything I had in that single track section, and then you broke out free into this giant meadow, which literally took your breath away when you broke out into this meadow, and then you dropped down. There was four creek crossings, and then you transferred over to a 24-mile section out and back of solid gravel, and it was the most interesting gravel I've ever seen. It was pea gravel that's about 7 inches thick that does not pack down. They had a mistake out here on this trail years ago and put the wrong gravel, so it was like quicksand. We literally were pedaling in quicksand. It was draining. There were parts of it we were all saying, "Oh, how could Reba do this to us?" But when it was finished, we were all glad that we did that course.
Well, and when I hear technical single track, I think mountain bike, but you're not on a mountain bike.
No, I am not on a mountain bike, and we are on mountain bike trails. The lodge up here where the trails are is very amazing system. Kind of reminds me of Galbraith up from where I am in Bellingham. Yeah, it's definitely a mountain bike. There were a few people with mountain bikes in the race. There were some single speeders as well. Whatever bike you start on is what bike you have to do every single stage on. So most people, almost everyone, is on a gravel cross bike without shocks. And those were some pretty good little jumps and dabs and turns inside that single track.
Jamie, I want to get much more in depth into how you got into gravel racing when this is all over, because I know your stage is going to be starting in an hour. But real quick, what's coming up today, and what was it about gravel that really piqued your interest to try this?
So today's stage is 50 miles. And we all start together, and it's actually kind of a neutral ride for about 20 miles where you can ride and chat, which I'm super excited to do because there's a lot of professional riders here, a lot of people that I've watched over the years, and there's a lot of people here that were in Dirty Kanza. And it's kind of a little bit of a social thing, but it ends at about 20 miles. There's a hill climb time trial on gravel, so we're going to climb and gravel for a section of a very steep hill that's going to be timed and scored. So part of this stage in the middle today is going to be intense, but the beginning and the end are going to be a little bit social, so it's going to be pretty fun.
That's brilliant. That almost sounds like the stage is along the lines of a Grand Fondo.
It is. It's kind of like a time trial, really. It's going to be a time trial in the middle of a stage gravel race.
And just real quick, I've always looked at you as a road racer. I know you just bumped up to your Cat 2. And what was it about gravel that grabbed you?
Oh, I really like gravel because I like getting off the road and getting in the woods. I used to be a long-distance runner, and the one thing when I switched to cycling, I missed being in the woods. And so gravel is just a great way to get out there and explore and get into nature. And I really, really enjoy that. And Rebecca, actually my coach, Brian Ecker, first told me about Rebecca a few years ago because he raced with her in some endurance races. And I read her book and kind of learned about her. And she's just someone that's really... I look up to. She's a very amazing athlete, endurance athlete. She was out there kind of paving the way for women before women were in really a part of those endurance events. And I'm just so happy to be here and to be able to ride with some of her really good friends. It's kind of like everybody's here to have a good time, but also race hard.
Well, Jamie, I wish you all the best of luck today. I hope you have a fantastic ride, and I look forward to checking in with you after today's stage.
Sounds great. Thanks, George.
Jamie Van Beek of Bellingham, Washington, joining us from Ketchum, Idaho, from the Over the Top Studios in Boulder, Colorado. I'm George Thomas.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.